The saints are our older brothers and sisters who have chosen to follow the narrow road to Christ, despite the inevitable hardships that come along the way. So what can we learn from a Dominican teacher who loved astronomy, biology, logic, and math? And what can we learn between the relationship of science and faith? Well, to help us better understand and appreciate the lives of the saints, I've invited Jesuit priest Father James Kubicki to join me this week. Father is a popular speaker, retreat director, and a spiritual director at the Francis DeSales Seminary in Wisconsin. In fact, for many years, Father James and I would come together each month on KBVM to talk about the Pope's prayer intentions and special feasts and holy days in the church. It's my pleasure to welcome back to Mater Dei Radio, Father James Kubicki. Father James, thanks for joining me today.
You're very welcome, Dina Marie. I'm glad for the invitation.
Well, I wanted to talk about the lives of the saints this week. And on November 15th, we recognize Saint Albert the Great. He was a bishop and a doctor of the church. What can you tell us about this saint? In fact, we call him great, this Saint Albert the Great.
Yes, in Latin, he's known as Albertus Magnus, Albert the Great. And he was born in Germany in the year 1206. He grew up in a wealthy environment so that his family was able to provide him with a really good education. And that's sparked his interest in all things, as you mentioned before, biology, astronomy, everything about the natural world. The Dominican Order had recently been founded by Saint Dominic, and he, over the objections of his family, entered the Dominicans. He studied under them. They had had a very big presence in the University of Paris, one of the first universities in Europe at the time. And one of his students was Thomas Aquinas, to whom he introduced Aristotle. Aristotle had been interested in this great Greek philosopher, had been piqued by writings that had been recently discovered. And as a result, Thomas Aquinas was able to apply Aristotelian philosophy to the study of theology. And hence, we today even turn to St. Thomas Aquinas as a great theologian in the church.
Right. I'm talking with Father James Kubicki as we celebrate the lives of the saints. And so St. Albert has the title the Great. Not a lot of saints we call the Great, but for some reason, his constituents gave him this title.
That's right. It wasn't something bestowed upon him after his death. He died at the age of 74 in the year 1280. But this is something that the people of his own time, whether it was his students, other priests, bishops, the leaders of his time, all gave him that title, the Great, because of his vast knowledge of the natural world, but also how he used that knowledge to direct people to God. And C.S. Lewis has a wonderful image about this. He says that in our world today, science tends to focus on the finger of a person, much like a person pointing to at a dog. You know, a dog goes up to the finger of the person pointing. And C.S. Lewis says that the finger of creation is pointing to God. And so science focuses on the finger rather than on where the finger is pointing, to God. And so Saint Albert the Great and Thomas Aquinas are examples to us today of the importance of science and faith working together, because both point to the Creator, to God.
Yeah, I think that's such an interesting point, Father James, because we can, even in today's culture, get criticized as Christians that we ignore science. And how is that relationship, maybe as we look at it today, that faith and science really work hand in hand?
Well, they really do. And Pope St. John Paul II in 1998, he wrote an encyclical letter called Fides et Ratio, faith and reason. And in that, he began with these words. He said that faith and reason are like two wings on which the human spirit rises to the contemplation of truth. Mm. And unfortunately, many people today think that science and faith are opposed to each other, that science will one day give us all the answers to our questions, But the reality is very different, that the more we learn about the universe, the more questions we end up having. And so ultimately, we're led to an appreciation, a humble appreciation of the fact that human beings can't know everything, and we have to ultimately turn and be accepting of mystery and the great mystery who is God, who created the universe. And so the supernatural world is not opposed to science. And unfortunately, many people in the scientific world think that it can answer all questions, whereas the reality is there are many things beyond our understanding.
We're thinking, or we're talking about Saint Albert the Great, whose feast day is on the 15th of November with Father James Kubicki. And I just think, wouldn't it be interesting to be a fly on the wall in the classroom between Saint Thomas Aquinas and Saint Albert the Great? I mean, we read about these men who have obviously written volumes and volumes. In fact, we know that Saint Albert the Great is a doctor of the church. What would have the Catholic Church recognize that particular title of a doctor? What would the saint particularly need to do in their lives?
Well, it's where they show one great intelligence, but also I think great humility, where much of their knowledge, it's clear, is not simply a matter of their study, but it's a sort of infused knowledge that it had, there's a divine element to it. So, for example, one of the more recent doctors of the church, Saint Therese of Lisieux, who did not get a doctorate, who basically had, you could say, as high as a high school education, but because of her openness to God's guidance, her letters indicate a divine knowledge beyond what human reasoning could provide for her. And so doctors of the church are people who are both intelligent but also show this quality of divine knowledge.
Right. Well, we'd love to get a hold of some of those books of Saint Albert the Great and really hear about his wisdom. I think about just the study of all of these different things from astronomy to geology, and we can find God in all of those discoveries. Father James, what can we really learn from somebody like this who's so scholarly, who really spent his life discovering and, looking at the unknown? How can Saint Albert help us today?
Well, I think especially in our world, which with the Hubble telescope and other things, our knowledge is expanding. And yet, as it expands, we realize we're also left with more questions. And I think for the average Catholic, what we're left with when we look at St. Albert the Great is, first of all, not to be afraid of knowledge, of scientific knowledge. It's not opposed to the faith. It's only when it's misused that we get into trouble. And that's where it's not so much a matter of scientific knowledge, but what some people have called scientism, where we give more power to science than it should have. And so, along with our own openness to learning more, to appreciating the beauty of creation and the universe, along with that comes the humility that all of this is pointing to God. And just like the Psalms in the Hebrew scriptures tell us, the heavens declare the glory of God. So our hearts and minds should be lifted up to God the more and more that we learn about God's world.
Amen to that. Father James Kubicki with us today on The Lives of the Saints. Father James, thanks for joining me today and sharing a little bit about the life of Saint Albert the Great. Would you help us close with a prayer and your blessing?
I'm happy to do so. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of the saints, especially Saint Albert the Great. We pray that we may follow his example and that we may come to know you better through all the ways that your created world teaches us. We pray that your blessing come upon us and all our families and friends in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen. Saint Albert the Great,
Pray for us.
pray for us. Thank you so much, Father James. Have a blessed day.
You too, Dina Marie.